We have such sights to show you.
Against All Oddities, a podcast about three brothers coming to terms with the oddly true and the truthfully odd. I'm middle brother Chris.
I'm youngest brother Tim.
I'm Nate.
And together we talk about werewolf ghosts, astral protection, immortality, aliens, ESP, the devil, witchcraft, the occult, UAP, Stargate.
And sometimes color.
We have over four seasons of weird stuff with new episodes monthly. Find us wherever you get your podcasts.
Pleased to bring you our feature presentation.
Hey, folks, it's Drake, Tattoos With Podcast, here by myself again. Well, not really again. I had a guest last week, Naomi, Weird Mythic Podcast. That was awesome, awesome episode. If you heard it, or if you haven't heard it, go to your wherever you do your podcasts. And when you listen to it, you'll find it on there. It's the latest one. It is really good. We talked about everything from Scotland to favorite movies to, you know, how my show really does. But folks, you know, happy April 22nd, yes, which is Earth Day, folks. Earth Day. Yeah, but let me set this up here. So we can go and, you know, I can give you the whole lowdown of what goes on here. So, folks, like I said, it's Earth Day, and people are like, well, what are you going to talk about Earth Day? Well, you know, it's today. So, today is the 22nd. This will probably come out maybe today, or possibly more. But Earth Day, you know, and before I get into it, you know, please, this is like a video for YouTube as well. So if you want, you can like, subscribe, comment on any other stuff that you want to see me or hear me, we call talk about. Whether it's horror movies, you know, music, whatever, you know, there's in this episode, there's gonna be a little mixture of certain things like they usually is, but what I'm gonna do, which I said I was never gonna do, and well, this part is, well, you'll see what I'm talking about. I'll explain when I get into it. So, I actually just woke up like an hour ago, and the thing was that the weekend was kind of, you know, because I had my little nephew's communion on Saturday. It was a nice day. It was dreary at first, then we were in the church, and then it started to be clearing up, which was good. And then we went out for lunch, and we had this big thing, and got together with the family, which, you know, it's been a while. And then yesterday, it was more like a relaxed day. You know, most people have, like, you know, they want to go and do run around, find stuff, or just, you know, go, like my girlfriend likes to do, go into the garden and plant, you know, stuff. Me, I'd rather sit there, relax, dog on lap, and watching movies, which I was watching Big Trouble in Little China, and then my girlfriend came in, and she caught the last end of it. And figuring we're going to nostalgia, we were watching Howard the Duck, which by far I love the movie still. And I'm hoping they, even though I don't like remakes, if they do a remake of Howard the Duck for, like, say, the Marvel, that would be interesting, you know, because you have like that hat, the cloak, and, you know, like you see in the comic books and the graphic novels. Somebody calling, shut up. So that entail, we call it, would be good for me. I like that. So, you know, I like weird shit, folks. You know, that does, it's me. But we're going to get into something positive here. We'll get back to the weirdness after. Earth Day. Now, you're like, Squid, what are you going to talk about Earth Day for? I'm like, well, it's interesting, you know, because I never really looked into it. And then I did. And it's, you know, we got to help out the economy, you know, because sure as hell we go higher ups, it's not going to do shit. You know, they never do. But again, I don't talk about politics and all that, but that there's certain things you have to put politics in, and I'm just going to give my opinion, and that's all that I'm going to say about that. But Earth Day, which marks the anniversary of the birth of the modern environmental movement, began in 1970. This is like stuff I got on the internet. So, you know, when you read stuff off the internet, it has to be true. But probably not even. In any case, in the years leading up to the first Earth Day, Americans were consuming copious amounts of leaded gas through massive, inefficient automobiles. Industries emitted smoke and sludge with little concern for the consequences. Air pollution was accepted as the scent of prosperity, which no, you know, air pollution. You go in there, smell, you're like, you know, I'm like, oh, this smells so great, you know, no, it doesn't. You know, you go in there like a nice, you go to Virginia, you get an open air, you're like, you know, New York, you're like, open air, you know, you want, you know, that's all you're doing. You're like, but anyway, air pollution was accepted as the scent of prosperity, which is bull kukaki. However, a turning point came with the publication of Rachel Carson's influential book, Silent Spring, in 1962. Like I said, now this was going on with 1970. This bestseller raised public awareness around the environment, pollution, and its impact on human health. Now, you figured, like, movies, you know, they really never talk about pollution in that time period. But, you know, things can change. We, you know, we don't really know the whole history of what goes on. The idea for the first Earth Day emerged from Senator Gaylord Nelson. Folks, I still don't understand how people get everybody's names. You know, it's like, who thought of, you know, and no offense to anybody that's named Gaylord, but still, I mean, you know, that's the first thing that came to your mind? I don't know. Who witnessed the devastating effects of a massive oil spill in Santa Barbara, California in January 1969? It seems like everything is going on in that area. You know, San Francisco had that tugboat, kind of like boat that crashed into the bridge and kind of, you know, all, not kind of, but did fucking collapse, you know, and that's crazy. So it just seems like a lot of stuff has emerged from California. I mean, I want to go and visit California just so, you know, I felt the earthquake here, you know, so now you go there, you get the earthquake a lot more. Where was he? Inspired by student anti-war protests. Oh, no, this is going to happen, yeah. Senator Nelson aimed to channel that energy into environmental consciousness. And again, these people, telemarketers people, you know, they're ruining Earth Day. he proposed to teach teach in on college campuses. Ah, there was a run-on sentence there, folks. Not a competition. Which eventually evolved into Earth Day. April 22nd, 1970, an estimated 20 million Americans, 10% of the total population, interesting, took to the streets, parks, and auditoriums to protest against impacts of industrial development, pollution, and loss of wilderness. You know, you look at it now, folks, and there's people, you know, you see woods around, but then you got people cutting down the woods and making places to live, which is, you know, good. I mean, because people need places to live, you know, like, if that's why we got homeless people all over the place, you know, and they need somewhere to live, you know, that's something that's affordable. Yes, you know, squid's getting very real here, you know. We'll get to some craziness later, you know. I'm not summoning demons. That's going to be later on in the show. Earth Day 1970, united diverse groups around shared values, transcending political affiliations, and, oh, this is going to be a word, folks. Socioeconomic, it's a background of something for social and economy. Yes, we'll go with that. But that's, I'm going to just stop right there, and that's all we're going to go into for that one, that part of it. Now we're going to shut up. Well, anyway, let's get into Black Tooth. Oh, you know, and I love, oh, that's a different one. It's a different one. So what we want to talk about next, I think we're going to talk about Trigun. All right, folks, Trigun. Oop, I covered my face, but anyway, you can see my face anyway. I'm hoping. You know, so Vash, that's a stampede. You know, tends to, it's a anime that was made in 1995 by a guy named Yashiro Naito. I hope I'm saying it right. You know, Naito, because but basically, in my thing, I'm going to read off a little bit. It's from the Wikipedia, you know, that tells pretty much stories about it. And that's where I get most of my information, folks. I don't really go in and look into a lot of different things like a lot of people do. But since I got like a couple of other different topics, I'm trying to do this like really one part area to give you an idea of it. So it starts off with a manga series created by, like I said, Yashiro Naito, set on a planet, no man's land. Vash is the most feared outlaw who has earned a bounty of 60 billion double dollars. Now the double dollar sign on there, so that's how it is, on his head, and nicknamed the Humanoid Typhoon. After accidentally destroying the city with his supernatural powers, he is a skilled gunman who battles bounty hunters and assassins working for his twin brother, which his name, now give this, folks, Million, his name is Millions Knives, which basically is not, we never really hear it on the thing called Millions. Despite his reputation, Vash displays a kind-hearted personality by befriending citizens and refusing to murder his enemies. And I finished watching the season one, which there should be many seasons, but this is the reason I'm getting into it, because there's two sets. You know, so there's Trigun and there's Trigun Stampede. And I'm going to get into that a little bit from Francis, then I'll get into the whole thing, because your boy here doesn't really like going to adaptations of the same show. If you're going to do the show, do another series. And if it doesn't go, then that's it. Then you do something different. But they want to make a different one, because I think of for kids these days, I believe. But that's my opinion, but you know, but it is what it is. Naito Creative as a strong gunner who would stand out because of his pacifist ways, traits that are different from those of stereotypical protagonists of action films. The manga was adapted for television as an anime series, which was voiced by Masaya Akana. I'm not good with names, folks, and especially when it comes to Masaya. Yeah, but it's spelled differently. It's a voice actor who works with Anoni Production. And his last name is Ono Saka. Ah, there we go. As an adult, and Koki Miyata as a child. So there is a child where they're both born, him and his brother, and they still have, they call them monsters because they are not as what everybody else is. Because they're very smart at a young age. They have an IQ higher than the average person with the higher IQ. But we'll get into it. Hopefully they'll explain a little bit more about it. For the English dub, Johnny Young Bosch, my girlfriend's favorite show, Bosch, voices him as an adult and Bryce Papenbrook as a child. God damn it, you people. Anyway, the character was also appears in the 2010 film Trigun Badlands Rumble, among other one-shots. Natao was surprised at its popularity with Western audiences. Now, I have, folks, I don't know if you can see it behind me. There is the musical part behind me. And in the back is Vash the Stampede statue. I got it from a lovely place. Let's go on. Critics praised the mixture of seriousness and goofiness of Vash's character. However, the pacifism received a more mixed response. While some reviewers praised it as part of Vash's heroic traits, others disliked the negative consequences when his pacifist choices fail. He remains popular in the anime adaptation and has appeared in multiple best character lists. All right, so that is what, but let's go on to like the concept of it. Robert Day references the bands. He gave six other members from the cast. He developed Vash as a having a serious personality with childish side and found to be the most relatable of his creation. To contrast Vash from the typical heroes and the person that made it portrayed him as a pacifist again, not to be leading character to be a murderer. Throughout the story, Vash avoids killing enemies by disarming them and avoids inflicting mortal wounds during combat. His cheerful personality was used to highlight his trait with his catchphrase, "Hey, sorry, love, and peace," with his John Lennon sunglasses. He emphasized that Vash's experienced gunman, depicted as having a strong eyesight that gives him more precise aim, which when you watch the show, he does hit spots where you never even think he's going to hit spots. Like he'll shoot behind him, he'll shoot this way, and it hits the mark every time, which is cool. I mean, I love gunmans. I got the grifter from the characters of the Wildcats. On my arm, with a scar, which it's a real scar on my own body. But there is like over now. I'm going to get into something. I was watching it. He has a friend that is a priest, Wolford, which in the beginning befriends him, goes around with him. They meet up every once in a while. Vash gets into scuffles with The 14, oh, I saw it last night. I forgot the whole name of it. But my thing is, I love this, I love this whole thing of that, because it's quirky. It has the anime traits. So it's great to like watch, and it's fun. It has that, like I said, the anime background. With that, we call it Vash always has a way of getting at us, but then he loves donuts. He eats copious amounts of fucking donuts. Dunkin' Donuts would love this guy to be the mascot. But Wilford is like a priest, and he carries around this huge cross, but then the cross turned into like a mega huge ass fucking gun with a rocket. And there's two somewhat reporter type of people, the type of girls, Mira and I forgot the other girl's name because I'm not good with names. I'm just gonna describe it. So they go and follow him around. They think he's like a doofus way his childlike antics goes on, but they don't believe he is the humanoid typhoon. But then when he goes and he does like the not the weirdest thing, but he's trying to be more upholding, actually. So when somebody's in trouble or villains are holding somebody hostage, he'll come out there, no, take me. But then they're like, all right, well, hey, get naked and bark like a dog. And he does, but then his whole body is scarred and mechanical, parts on certain areas of his body. And everybody's, oh my God, they can't believe like the scarring he endures. So the whole thing is that Vash and his brother Knives, which is Millions Knives, which I love the naming of the whole character. It's awesome. They're little kids, and from what I think is like an embryo, but more in a laboratory kind of thing. So that's why everybody, certain people don't like it because, oh, they're monsters, because they're not born the way a typical human would be born. I may be wrong with that because I didn't really get into like the whole beginning of it. So, but they show flashbacks of visions in Vash's head of somebody that was teaching both of them the way, but with their knowledge of being higher on the IQ level. Vash has a thing where he wants to protect the life. And it's always like a yin yang with certain things. So Vash is like the yin and Knives is the yang, And Knives has that thinking that is like, well, all humans are should not be around as it is. So with that, he goes and sets off and starts killing people, but sets everybody up, saying, oh, this one killed this one or this one, and begins his reign of tyranny almost. And it goes on for like, when you look at the series, it goes on for like hundreds of years, but they still look, I mean, they grew up, they look young, but they are like they're like 100 years old. Because in certain ones, you see like 80 years later, or 2 years, or 3 years, whatever. And then it goes to 80 years later, and then it's like 100 years later. But the villains are cool. They're always muscular. They're always huge, muscular, or big, titan-looking characters. But it gives you that sense of like this is great, Your mind is like, and that's why kids nowadays are getting into like anime. A lot of anime you can't really watch, I mean, we could, like my age, but kids that are like, say, my nephew's age, certain ones are not really good for kids to watch. I mean, you like a little like profanity they got, and they got some nudity, and but if they had those types where it's just like kid thing, that's why I think that's what they're doing with the Trigon Stampede, where it's more for the kids side, I believe. It has, I never really watched it. I might watch it just to get the feel of what goes on with it. But from what I've seen, the coming attractions, or the not the coming attractions, but the way it looks when on Crunchyroll, which is an app for anime, it's more looking like basically like almost like a Disney type, but not really a Disney type. But it has like, anime now with the manga is like more rough cut, when you look at the anime series. This one's more complex kind of an image. I don't know. I don't want to get into it like that, but let's get into, which I don't really like to talk about, but a couple of days ago, Donald Trump goes on to be indicted and doing this the trials, from himself, we call it, with the hush money thing. But outside the court, now you figure that Donald Trump, he's there's always something weird goes on when he's around or his name is brought into or whatever, hence the mauling or whatever, like the people breaking into the Capitol and trying to, there's a guy with the Viking horns, and craziness ensues. And again, now he goes and does a trial thing, and here's more craziness ensues. Now, people that you probably see this in USA Today, or other stuff, and other people in the country probably heard little knickknacks about it. But here we go. In New York, a man threw conspiracy pamphlets into the air and set himself on fire Friday outside the courthouse where former President Donald Trump's hush money trial is taking place, which I think was getting, they were getting the jury accounted for. Critically injuring himself and horrifying onlooker. So he does this in the middle of New York, where there is vast amount of people walking around. So the guy knows what he was doing. He's and folks, if you're looking at the video, if I'm looking this way, you guys are everywhere. Police identified him as, well, I'm not gonna say the guy's name, but they identified him. He's a man from Florida. And get friends of mine that do the whole Florida man, stories. This is probably one of those guys that slipped through your fingers, folks. The victim was seen dousing himself with liquid around 1:35 p.m. in a park across the street from the Manhattan courthouse. The shocking incident took place in full view of news cameras shortly after a full panel of 12 jurors and six alternates were seated for Trump's hush money trial. Witnesses say the victim tossed the flyers up into the air before dousing himself and setting himself ablaze with what appeared to be a lighter. Six first responders suffered minor injuries trying to put out the fire and provide medical attention. Then it goes on where, in a post on a Substack newsletter called the Ponzi Papers, said guy said he had burned himself alive to draw attention to the U.S. political and economic system. And coincidentally, you would figure, okay, it's Friday, he's doing this, but then it's like 3 days before Earth Day. Coincidence? I don't know. That's for everybody else to figure out, decide for themselves. I'm just here to spatting out stuff. What else he said? He's an investigative researcher who has set himself on fire outside of Trump, which we all pretty much know that. His manifesto took it like he knew he was going to do this. So he did a manifesto and he put it in this. He took aim to Trump. He took aim to President Biden for the cryptocurrency and the federal government. To my friends and family, witnesses, and first responders, I deeply apologize for inflicting this pain upon you, he wrote. And one of the witnesses, saw it coming and said, quote, I'm going to see something bad here. Unquote. A bystander who asked to be identified only by his first name, Dave. So Dave, he watched the victim's actions with a growing sense of panic before the man set himself on fire. He goes, I heard this clap, and this fellow was throwing papers in the air. The Senate 3 Manhattan resident. Okay, he had a can and poured fluid all over himself, in which point I thought, oof, I'm going to see something bad here. And sure enough, he pulled out a lighter and set himself on fire. One person blasted the burning web with a fire extinguisher as a New York Mercy medical technician joined the fray. By the time the flames were doused, his face was completely black, another witness said. The court went back in session. Obviously, you heard about the stuff going on outside. But that's all I want to say about that. Because, now we know what there is. I'm like, everybody has a method to their madness. But like I said, weird stuff happen when Trump comes to town. But let's get into some other thing, which is very interesting for me, because my name is, well, all right. So my name is spelled, the way it is, because I'm half Hungarian, half Irish. So my real name is spelled out as Andras, but I like to say Andre, but it's actually, I think it's like Andras or Andra. But when I found this years ago, and I didn't think about it, and I read more into it, from the occult world, my name is a name that is called the Demon Andras, is a fallen angel and 63rd of the 72 spirits of Solomon. Andras is a great marquee or market. By the way, it's a great something in hell who rules over 30 legions of demons. Figure that one. All right. He appears in the form of an angel with either a raven's head or a wooden owl head, rides a black wolf, and carries a gleaming and sharp sword. Hence the reason why I love, knives and swords. And stuff that is pretty much weird. And that's weird. He creates discord and kills those who are not careful and wary, including the master, servants, and all these citizens of the household. He teaches people how to do something to the enemies. From the Goshen, the Lesser Key of Solomon the King, which, if everybody's seen the movie, King Solomon's Mines. Great movie. I forgot what the not King Solomon, but it's a Alan Quartermain. Alan Quartermain and the King Solomon's Mines. Go watch that movie. It's good. It's maybe early 80s, or it could be late 70s, probably. I don't know. The 63rd spirit is appearing in the form of an angel, head like a with a head like a black night raven, riding upon a black wolf, having a sharp, bright sword. His office is his office. He got an office too. Is to sow the discord. If the exorcists have not a care, he will slay both of them and his fellows. He governed 30 legions of spirits. In this is his seal. I'm not going to say I'm going to use that, but it's from the Pseudomarcidianum Dominum. Again, with these words that you cannot pronounce. But in the year 1583. Again, the description. Well, let's go on and see what goes on with this. Black wolves are once fairly common in Europe. Both wolf and owl are considered to be animals of evil, which I never figured that one. Owl, I mean, wolf, you know, is more Indian nature, you know. Could you see all of the pictures, all of her stuff, you know, and so with the owl, it's more spiritual, you know, I would think. The magician performing the evocation, which is the exorcist, I would figure, but they call them magicians back in then. Like I said, it's called the exorcist. In the English translation of the Goshen reserved the manuscript in the British Library, Sloane 27. I think that's the page. He would not apply the term exorcist to the magician today, since magician is calling the spirit forth to visible appearance rather than driving it away. However, the term exorcist was once used more generally to describe someone who commanded spirits. Magicians traditionally had at least one assistant. Usually, didn't mean to burp in front of that. Cheerios, I tell you. Usually more than one to help them in their rituals. They stood inside a magic circle of protection. If the evoked demon could tempt or deceive the magician or his assistant to step out of the circle, the demon could injure the careless human beings. Which, you know, you see it like on Supernatural, they do their homework and they really get some with the fire. You step into a salt round circle of salt that kind of warns off the evil, where they can't touch you. You know, now if you scrape off a little bit of that salt, then the evil can come in and possess your body or whatever. But so it could be said again about flames, you know, where if you you know, step in like a circle of flames, now, henceforth, you're going to get burned. But if you step in a circle that is religion wise, but it's basically because I liked it because I saw my name and I read about it and I was like, let's see if we become a member. Right. Let's see. Become a powerful witch and live like you've got superpowers. That's interesting. Unlike Coven, you go to a library. Courses. There's courses on being a witch. You have unlimited access to our entire library, which with more than 7,000 books and articles. Go to the online coven, you can find people who are just like you, interested in magic, which is spelled with a K at the end. The courses start learning from for free with a wide range of free online courses. You get the members area, the grimoire, which is a book on witchcraft and spells and magics. There's sections on that, tools for life, black magic, Wicca world, witch folks. It's funny this word comes up, because in my dating, back in the days of online dating, I never figured it to be some kind of thing, you know. So I met this one girl and had a great time. And there I felt, the jealous person type. But she said she's a Wicca, and I didn't know what that meant. And I kind of figured what it meant, but she was given a whole kind of her side of it, which is more earth-like, which I have a friend that's the same way, and I'm like, I believe when I see it, folks. That's my kind of thing. So if you tell me about it, yeah, that's great. But let's go dive into this whole. Oh, we can't go into it. Oh, you have to be a member. One-time payment, lifetime access. I wonder how much the thing is. It your blood? Is it? But the site is very intriguing. The reason people practice magic with a K is because it means you will change your life in a positive way. It makes the users powerful and make them a free person instead of a slave of the system. Ooh, here we go. We're going to go to the members area. Oh, folks, if you could see this, then this is like, all right. So we got the library. Let's see what's in the library. You got your stuff from, the A to Z stuff. I'm not going to read them all, but you get your astral projections, angels, alchemy, the afterlife. You go to, and you get B's like Buddhism, which I didn't think it was. I thought it was more, like Zen kind of, thing. But no, the Babylonian, biblical studies, chaos magic, candle magic, cryptozoology, the demonology, the dowsing, which kind of coincides with the guy with the that set himself on fire. Maybe he was reading this. Who knows? Exorcism, Egyptian mythology. I love Egyptian mythology. It's Eastern religion. That could have been Easter Bunny as well, probably. Fairy tales, folklore, ghost hunting, ghost stories, grimoires, goddesses, hunting, healing, with herbs, hundu, heathenry, Judaism, cabal, that's like, that's evil. I have to say, love magic, that's, things where you want to have, have the person that you love, but they don't love you, but you can make them love you, I guess. Money magic, you can have it to make money. Mythical creatures, mythology, obviously, meditation, which, that is just soothing, I think. Norse mythology, which I kind of went through that week on one episode. It's more like the funeral of the Norse Vikings. Occultism, occultism in Nazism. Oh, I'm not going to go into that one. No. Psychological, psychology, actually, paranormal, paganism, which, is around somewhere, politics. That's something I want to get into. I want to be able to like view that. Wait a minute, can you go into that? Oh, I guess you could. Wait a minute. Let's see. I should have done this. Well, it gives out books of different stuff, you know, destructive hauntings, mischief ghosts, exploration of supernatural through history, Australian for beer. No, that's Foster's. Yeah, it's very, you know, I might hold on to this just to deep dive in some other crazy shit, you know? Shamanism, spell books, spiritualism, urban legends, ufology, ufoology, talismans, the third eye. I've seen, they get that whole thing with the third eye kind of thing. The Wheel of the Year, Wicca, werewolves, all the stuff I like, actually. You know, the witch hunts, which I want to go to, Salem, you know, or Massachusetts and all that. You know, they always had the witch hunts and witchcraft history. Yoga. I have, you know, you figure, okay, yoga, that gets your body in different positions for fun times. Yeah, folks, I'm definitely going to hold on to this. Sorry. But yeah, that is pretty much it. I have to go soon because I'm going to say a whole bunch of Hail Marys and get something to eat too, because I'm like starving here. But I also got to take a shower. I'm going to douse myself with just real water, folks. Take a shower, wake myself up, go and get food for today, for the rest of the week, so I can go to work like everybody else does. Or you could do like these guys and, you know, go and have money, money magic. Which, hold on, let's just dive into that and see what this one is. Money rituals, financial source. Or they talk about the financials, how it is, cash book, crafting success and abundance. The witch's coin. Secrets of extreme prosperity. Yep, that's it. And they always say, money is all is the root of all evil. Which technically is true. You know, you kind of think about it. Anybody that has a lot of money, and I mean a lot of money, if you win like $1 billion, and you have this money, then you think you are God because you got all this money. Which technically, if you win $1 billion, like in the lotto, you're not going to get $1 billion. You're going to get like 750 million possibly, or, you know, so you get 750 million, which is also, you think you're God, but you're going to be that small little guy. You know, that's yay big. You know, if you had $1 billion, you know, you'd be like, I am the president. Like, I don't go and say that. Folks, thank you for watching. Like I said, if you see the video, like, subscribe, put messages down there. No hate mail, please. Also, if you're listening to this, pay attention to the road. If you're listening to this in the car, or if you're at work and, you know, if you're bored, you know, this is what I try to do and help out with your sense of boredom. If you're bored, I try to make it interesting for everybody. Yeah, and if also go to Linktree, go to linktr.ee/TAQA2SQUID podcast, all one word. It has all the stuff of the links of different places you can go to listen, the YouTube, TikTok, other different areas. And also, it has a link to my online merch site, which is tattoosquidpod.threadless.com. You go on there and shirts, sweatshirts, tank tops, and everything else from like coffee mugs, latte mugs, skateboards, canvases, buttons, pins, stickers, like blanket. And I'm not saying blanket, but more like, kind of like a blanket. I'll just say blankets. But also my favorite shower curtains. They got shower curtains with my logos on them, and they have a cartoon picture of my face. But but then there's also the squid, with the thing. So go buy some stuff, I'd be happy that you got it. It's great. I'm not gonna say stocking stuffer, but you get the shirts, you can help donate, help me out with certain things to get to make this podcast a little bit more presentable. Also, if you want to be a guest, it's easy. Just go to any of the places that you are listening to and leave a message that you want to be a guest. Or go to Twitter at Podcast Tattoo Squid. Leave a message on the instant messages. Also go to Instagram. Same thing, go to the message, but you go to tattoosquid.podcast on Instagram. And like I said, don't do the tattoo like T-A-T-T-O. It's a T-A-2. So tattoo squid, S-Q-U-I-D. So it's going to be T-A, the number 2, S-Q-U-I-D. And that's how you go and search it. So folks, have a good start of a Monday. I will bid you adieu, and I gotta go and jump in the shower, and like I said, do all this other stuff. Okay, folks. Now, back to your regular programming, if there is a regular programming. I don't know. See what happens. All right, folks. Take it easy. Bye.
Goodbye, everyone. I'll remember you all in therapy.